Yes, good morning students. Today we shall study history lesson 3, an empire across three continents or the Roman Empire. Well, the Roman Empire was a very large empire. It extended to three continents, that is European continent, Asian continent and African continent. In the beginning, Rome was a republic. The Roman Republic lasted around 500 years, from 510 to 27 BC. The Roman Republic, which was a city-state, expanded itself and became an empire by the three Punic Wars, fought during the period from 264 to 146 BC. The Roman Empire was a great empire of the contemporary world, which left its impact on world civilizations in a number of ways. The growth of the Roman Empire can be divided into two phases. One, the early phase, and second, the late phase. The whole period down to the main part of the 3rd century is generally placed under the early empire, and the period after that under the late empire. For a convenient study of the lesson, that is the Roman Empire, I have divided the chapter into three units. These are the Early Empire, Unit 1, the 3rd Century Crisis, Unit 2, and the Late Ancient Period, Unit 3. Today, we shall study Unit 1, that is the Early Empire. Unit 1, the Early Empire. The Roman Empire was spread over a vast region. It was spread into three continents, Europe, West Asia, and North America. Many languages were spoken by the people of the Roman Empire. Officially, Latin and Greek languages were patronized by the empire. Roman Empire was founded by Augustus, who ruled from 27 BCE to 14 CE, Golden Age of Rome. There was an all-around progress during the reign of Augustus, hence his reign has been acknowledged as the Golden Age of Roman history by the historians. Augustus was a successful soldier and an able administrator. He respected the Senate, though all the powers of administration were vested with him. He gave a special attention to military organization and also recruited people from the provinces in his army. He increased the number of his soldiers and tried his best to keep them satisfied. There prevailed a sense of security and peace in the country during his reign. The country experienced financial growth, and there was an enhancement in the comforts of the masses. Art and culture registered a growth. There was a steep growth in the field of literature. A number of magnificent buildings were built, and sculpture and painting touched their climax. He gave more attention to organization than that on expansion. Agriculture and commerce expanded substantially because of the growth of the basic structures such as roads, ports, water management, and irrigation. Law and order improved and peace and justice prevailed everywhere. This period of peace and stability is known as the Pax Romana or the Roman Peace. Gradual expansion of the empire. Augustus appointed Tiberius as his successor, who ruled from 14 to 37 CE. Trajan was another famous Roman emperor who ruled from 98 to 117 CE. He expanded the frontier of the Roman Empire. This vast empire included Spain, including present-day Portugal, Gaul, modern France and Belgium, Britain, Italy, and all of the Central and Eastern Europe, south of the river Danube. Romania, situated across the Danube, was also a Roman territory. In the east, the empire included Anatolia, Syria, Palestine, parts of northern Mesopotamia, and Egypt. In northern Africa, Roman rule extended to all the territories located between the Sahara Desert and the Mediterranean Sea. Urban centers. A number of urban centers had been established in the nook and corner of this vast empire. It was through these cities that the whole empire was brought under an efficient control. The big urban centers like Rome, Alexandria, Antioch, Carthage, and Constantinople were the true bedrock of the imperial system. Carthage, Alexandria, and Antioch were the three biggest cities of the Roman Empire. Later, after the decline of the Rome, Constantinople came to be one of the biggest cities of the empire. With this, Unit 1 of Lesson 3, Roman Empire, completed. Thank you.